我曾经读过一本书，这本书的作者说过这样的一句话，他说如果以标点符号及英文字母来代表过去的历史事迹的话。
I once read a book that the author said if we try to use symbols and English letter to describe the past ages。
那么十九世纪是一个问号，二十世纪
19th century would have been a question mark。
二十世纪是一个叹号。
The 20th century would be an exclamation mark.
二十世纪是一的世纪。
But the 21st century would be an E.
我个人认为十九世纪是一个问号。
And I agree that the 19th century was a question mark.
二十世纪是一个感叹号。
And the 20th century an exclamation mark.
二十一世纪是一的世纪。
And the 21st century also an E.
但是也是 I 的世纪。
But also an I.
因为21世纪的人太过以自我为中心了。
The I would stand for I as in me because the people in the 21st century are so egocentric.
过去的二三十年来整个世界变迁太大了。
In the last 20, 30 years, the world has seen a sea of change.
我们已经进入了另外一个时代。
We can say that we have entered a different era.
这是一个资讯的时代。
This is an era of information.
过去在美国要和中国、香港、台湾以及东南亚其他国家的家人通信的时候。
Now we as immigrants to the United States in the past when we had to communicate with our family members in China or Taiwan or Hong Kong or Southeast Asia.
我们要寄一封信，只要等到几个星期的时间，对方才会收到。
And we mail a letter and take a few weeks before it's even received.
现在不用寄信。
Now we don't have to wait for that mail.
一个电邮，对方马上就收到。
You send an email and it's received instantly.
过去要随时和家人联络很不容易。
And if we wanted to contact our family right away in the past,
我们拨一个电话到家的时候，如果家人不在家，就无法和他沟通。
The best you can do is to call their landline at home, but if they happen to be outside of home, you're stuck.
现在呢，有了手机就可方便多了。
But now with cell phone, it's much easier.
过去要知道世界到底发生了什么事情，就要看报纸。
In the past, you have to wait for the morning newspaper to know what's happening in the world.
就要收听收音机，就要看电视机的新闻报道。
Or wait for the news broadcast and radio or the TV.
现在可以上网的上网，我们就知道世界上任何地方，什么地方都可以就发生了什么事情。
But now you can look up news from anywhere in the world and anywhere you are.
过去几十年，离家乡的人们想知道祖国的消息与状况的时候很不容易。
And in the past, when us as sojourners outside of a homeland, it was very hard to learn about news in our home country.
有了网站可就不同了。
But with the internet, all have changed.
现在的家庭上网实在是太不便了。
Now it's so common to be browsing the internet in any home.
听说有好多小孩子他们小的时候就学习在上到找到就有一台的电脑给他上。
So it looks like it's a standard equipment for babies nowadays, a computer.
过去从美国拨一个电话到国内贵得不得了。
It used to cost an arm and a leg to make a phone call from US to China.
现在可以靠着网络免费的通信，又可以看到对方的脸。
Now you can have video calls, it's even free.
哇，是何等的真实，何等的近距离的交谈。
And with a video call, it's so zero distance and so intimate.
又很亲切。
and feel so close together.
记得有一次我到一位弟兄的家参加聚会。
And once we had a gathering at a brother's house.
我就看到他的客厅里面有一个小小的 video camera。
And I noticed a small video camera in the living room.
他就跟我想这个 video camera 是为了他父母而装的。
And he is praying that that little camera is for his parents.
因为他们很想念他们的孙儿女，所以利用 Skype 就可以从国内随时看到孙儿女在客厅里面的活动。
So because his parents so miss their grandchildren, they install this video camera so that his parents can see what the grandchildren are doing in the living room anytime.
这样的装置它又不需要花太多钱。
And it doesn't even cost much money.
过去我们要做研究要到图书馆去找资料。
Now, it used to be that when you had to do any research, the library is the place to go.
但是现在好多的资料可以在网上寻找得到。
But now you can search anything on the internet.
在网络上现在有一部可以读到读书 又有免费的书可以读。
And there are many free books available.
过去在家里要装置一个音响系统就要拉电线。
And it used to be that if you want to install a sound system at home, you have to drill holes and wire.
现在可方便的多，只要买一套无线电讯系统，wireless 就可以在家中任何角落都听到圣诗或者喜欢听的古典音乐。
Now all you need is a wireless system. You can listen to your favorite hymns or classic music anywhere in your house.
时代进步的好快。
Time has changed a lot.
可是人与人之间的距离似乎不受到地理位置所隔离。
It appears that the distance between people is not measured by the geographical distance anymore.
跨国公司的好多会议现在可以使用 video conference.
And there are many transnational companies that just use video conference.To have their meeting.
可是科技的发达也带来了许多的罪案。
But we also see many crimes brought on by the high tech.
人要付上代价。
Because we must pay for what we get.
过去所没有的罪案现在多得不得了。
Things that we didn't used to see crimes, now we see them all the time.
过去根本没有网络欺骗的案子。
Fishing used to mean hooking fish. Now it's a internet crime.
现在这类的案子好多。
There are these kind of crimes that are very often.
我曾经接到一位弟兄的电邮这个电邮这样说，我在某个地方旅行，不幸的是我的钱包和护照在旅行中被偷了。
Once I received an email from a brother, the email said, I'm traveling in such and such country and I lost my wallet and my passport.
现在我没有钱，我需要你的帮助。
So I'm stranded without money, I need your help.
不久另外一个 email 进来。
But very quickly I received another email from him.
这个 email 是这位弟兄的电邮，他这样说，我的电邮被人偷到。现在 我根本没有出国，请删除前面的电邮。
So that email said, my account was hacked. I did not leave the country. I didn't travel anywhere. So do not believe the previous email.
当我还在小学念书的时候
，When I was still in elementary school，
学校摇铃要下课了。
As soon as the class ended。
同学们高兴得不得了，就拿了皮球就往操场冲。
Everybody rushed with their balls to the playground.
打球去了。
To play.
可是今天的孩子下课了，他的头是低着的。
Now what do they do after school these days?
他们就拿着 iPhone, 就拿着电子游戏机低着走路。
Everybody's with their headbands and walked with their iPhones or Game Boys in hand.
孩子们下课回家，第一 样事情就是开电脑。
The first thing they would do when they get home is to turn on the computer.
他们就在脸书聊天室里面有和不同 的朋友没有见过面的不认识的朋友聊天。
And they would go on Facebook chat room to talk with someone they probably have never seen before.
今天的科技时代带给我们好多好多的方便。
So there's a lot of convenience that's brought on by the technology.
许多健康以及不健康的思想、资讯与观念也不知不觉进入了孩童和青少年的思维里面。
But it also allows us to be in contact with many information or ideologies that are either healthy to you or not healthy.
当他们不知道如何分辨好或者坏、对或者错的知性的时候，也成为了撒旦的工具。
And when we're at an age that cannot discern between good and evil or the right or wrong, then these information can become a tool of Satan to attack our children.
撒旦把毒素输入了我们的下一代内心里面。
He is poisoning our next generation through these means.
今天的时代已经从后现代主义的时代进入了资讯的时代。
So we have gone from the postmodern age into the information age.
是一个 I 的时代。
And so this is an I age.
I 代表 information.
I stand for information.
表示了通讯的发达。
It is to describe how information communication has become so advanced.
但是并不代表人与人之间的关系更加的密切。
But it doesn't mean that the relationship between people, among people, are more intimate.
反而人与人之间的关系越来越疏远。
On the other, in the contrast,They are probably further apart.
我听说有夫妻之间在同样的屋子里面他们沟通的方式是用 text messaging.
I've heard that even married couples living in the same house would text each other to communicate.
自从苹果公司推出了 iPod, iPad, iPhone 后这个世界成为了一个 I 的世界。
So ever since Apple computerbrought out the iPod, iPad, iPhone. This age has become the I age.
资讯借助 iPad, iPhone 进入我们的新一代。
So the information enter our next generation through these eyes.
改变了我们新一代们的思维，改变了他们的人生观，改变了他们的价值观。
It also influences how they think, how they view life.And how they see value.
I 已经不再是 information.
So I no longer stand for information.
而是自我
But stand for that big self.
就是 I.
That I.
已经改变了我们的生命，已经成为了以自我为中心的生命。
It changed our lives into such self-centered being.
在这几十年来，美国的传统家庭受到很好不同的冲击。
In the last few dozen years, the traditional American family value have been assaulted many times.
从六十年代开始，美国的民权运动以追求平等为目标，鼓吹了人应有的个人权利。
In the early 60s,It began with the civil rights movement in the United States, which promotes equality among men and also proclaimed everybody to have their own right.
也就是所谓的人权运动。
And that's the so-called human rights movement.
这盲目的追求所带来的结果就是好多本来没有权柄的人要争取权柄。
So when the movement become excessive and without discernment, many groups of people that didn't used to have rights start asking for their rights.
比方说，非法移民争取权柄要得到合法的居留权。
For instance, illegal immigrants would want to get their rights to become legal.
监狱的犯人要在监牢里面争取他应该有的权利。
Or prisoners in jail would want their right when they are still in prison.
同性恋争取在这个社会里面被接纳。
Or homosexuality would want to be accepted as normal in the society.
到了最后，他们是以自我为中心，要满足自我的需要。
But what it ends up with is that people wanting to satisfy themselves.
自从民权运动随着民权运动而来的就是六七十年代性解放运动，又是从美国开始。
What followed this early 60s civil rights movement was the sexual revolution that also started in the United States.
这个运动带来了就是婚前性行为的被接纳。
And what that sexual revolution brought us is that extramarital sex become normal.
电影和电视的尺寸也开始放宽了。
And at the same time, what is decent in TV and movie had also changed.
那么一些今天的青少年人可以很自由的看到没过去没有办法看到的电视电影的节目。
And today, the young people can easily watch some television or movie that were used to be forbidden for them.
网站以及一些不正确的观念也在这个时候也正是影响到我们的下一代他们的伦理观念和道德观念。
And many websites also promote ideologies that influence the value of our next generations and giving them morals and ethics that were not right for them.
七十年代美国的女性觉悟到女权的重要性。
And in the 70s, the feminist movement began to take hold.
开始了新女性运动。
And that's, they started a new feminist movement.
他们走出了家庭。
They walk out of family.
他们建立了在外面的事业。
To establish their own career.
他们也争取男女之间的平等地位。
And they strive for equality between men and women.
这个运动不但改变了妇女在家庭中的角色。
But that did not only change the role of a woman in the house.
也改变了女性对婚姻的看法。
It also changed how the woman view marriage.
这个运动强调女性有自主的权利，我可以自己主宰我自己的身体。
But one thing that is proclaimed is that women has the right to control their own body.
堕胎也在这个时候很正常。
Including killing the unborn baby.
任何形式的堕胎都是可以被接纳的。
They wanted to get acceptance of abortion at any time, any age, any kind.
新女性运动给了家庭负面上面的影响。
So this new feminist movement also brought negative impact on family.
家庭的观念和价值观也受到严重的破坏。
Because the family value and our overall value system has been impacted very seriously.
2012年刚刚过去。
Now, in the past year, 2012,
回顾过往的一年
that we will make a review,
这个世界所发生的事情不得不令人担心。
And we see many very concerning and warning signs.
我们看到了天灾人祸。
We see many tragedies and calamities.
我们也看到了恐怖分子的攻击家庭的和道德的败坏。
We see terrorist activities and also corruption of family values.
也看到了同性婚姻在好多州已经被接纳了。
And we also saw that in states after states, homosexual marriage became legalized.
新世纪运动的在这个这一年里面很兴旺。
And the New Age movement also took hold.
新派的神学对基督徒及教会的冲击，以及美国的国战和欧洲的经济危机等等。
The church is assaulted by the rise of the liberal theology, and the country also is being impacted by the heavy debt as well as the failing economy in Europe.
我们要问这个是一个怎样的一个时代
So what kind of age is this?
人要往哪里去
Where is man heading?
今天的家庭所需要的是什么
What does family need today?
我们如何来帮助我们的下一代有正确的价值观和正确的人生观
How can we help our next generation develop a correct view of life and value system?
如果要了解这个社会发展，怎么会发展到这样的一个地步，我们就要回顾过去的历史，以历史角度来看这个时代。
To know why we have gotten to this point, we have to look back in history.
15和16世纪是一个世纪，有两件事情是值得我们注意的。
And in the 15th and 16th century, we need to pay attention to two major events.
第一个是第一样的事情就是属灵的事情，另外一样的事情就是属世的事情。
The first event is the spiritual realm, and the second event happened in the secular world.
属灵的事情是人类在灵性和教义方面的一个醒觉。
In the spiritual aspect, people awaken in their spiritual walk as well as in their education.
也就是那个时代里面发生了宗教改革运动。
That I refer to the Reformation movement, the religious Reformation movement.
属世的事情也是属文化的事情，也就是文艺复兴运动的开始。
The other events in the secular world was the Renaissance.
宗教的改革以神为中心。
The Reformation was centered around God.
文艺复兴是以人为中心。
But the Renaissance centered around man.
人文学家认为，宇宙间不可能有高过人自己全并的存在。
The Renaissance humanist scholars believe that there's nothing in the universe that has higher authority than man.
人不需要任何超自然的神来解决他们的问题。
Therefore, men do not need a supernatural God to help them solve their problem.
而人认为这个命运是掌握在自己的手上。
And man holds their own destiny.
人认为说我可以用我自己的方式，我靠着我自己来处理我自己的问题。
Man can solve their own problem in their own way.
17和18世纪是理性主义的一个世纪。
In the 17th and 18th century was the age of reason.
这两个世纪受到笛卡尔和培根哲学的影响。
And it was most heavily influenced by Descartes and Francis Bacon.
启蒙运动从欧洲就蔓延下来，影响到美国。
And that age is what we call the Enlightenment, which started in Europe and spreading to the United States.
这个运动就是现代主义的前身。
And this Enlightenment movement was the precursor of what we call the Modernism.
这个主义认为人不但是中心，人也进步了。
And this movement believes that man is not only the center, but also man is progressing.
这个主义认为人不再需要神的启示。
And with their progress made, man no longer needs the revelation from God.
1790年代，康德把人类理性和科学的自主再推进了一步。
And in 1790, Immanuel Kant made another further step ahead.
这一步就是完全的拒绝权威，把神的话语推开了。
And this step was to reject authority of the Word of God.
他们认为说圣经的记载不合科学，他们不相信神迹奇事。
Because they do not believe in the miracles recorded in the Bible, and therefore the scriptures is not therefore believable.
他们认为说人可以靠着自己的努力来生活，不需要依靠神。
Again, what it led to was that man believe they can live by their own rules and do not need supervision by God.
到了十九世纪的末期。
And then we arrived at the end of 19th century.
人们以传统的艺术、文学、社会组织和生活方式，他们已经他们认为这一些已经是过时了。
They even believe all the religious and cultural organizations and way of life were a thing of past, obsolete.
因此他们认为说我们需要更新，我们需要创新。
And because these things became obsolete and they needed a new way.
现代主义也就是从这个时候开始。
And that was the birth of the modernism.
当时有一个哲学家就是尼采，他反对基督教，他提出了存在主义。
And this philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche.He is very against Christianity and he proposed a new thinking that's existentialism.
他向人宣告说神死了。
And he's the one who famously proclaimed, God is dead.
由于这个时代受到也继续受到康德的影响，人类以主观取代了客观。
And because of the heavy influence of Immanuel Kant, people have replaced subjectivity over objectivity.
知识时代以相对取代了绝对。
And they used relativism to replace the absolute truth.
那段时期在神学界里面也受到很多 很大的冲击。
And even in the field of theology, it also suffered many assaults.
就好像浪漫主义，就好像唯物主义，就好像存在主义、进化论等等的这一类的思想也借踵而来。
And all those isms like materialism, existentialism, romanticism, they all found their way into the theology.
新派神学就在这个时候诞生了。
And the liberal theology was officially born at this time.
在神学思想这一类的神学思想，他们不相信人有罪，不相信基督的神性。
And what marks this liberal theology is their denial of the original sin and the denial of Jesus being God.
他们不相信神迹，也不相信圣经是无误的。
And they also deny that the inerrancy of the Holy Scripture.
到了二十世纪的中期，人开始否定了现代主义。
But in the middle of the 20th century, the modernism age is beginning to pass.
这就是后现代主义的开始。
And that's the beginning of the postmodernism.
这个主义的人不需要神。
And this age, the people did not need God.
人把神从神的宝座下面请下来，自己攀上了神的宝座。
They took God out of his throne and then let man to climb up there.
他们以自己为神。
They treat themselves as God.
人以自己为中心。
They are self-centered.
人认为说我喜欢你管不着。
If I like it, it's none of your business.
人的心灵在这个时候特别特别的空虚。
But people's spirits are empty at this time.
这个时代的人他们失去了人生的意义。
They've lost the meaning of life.
这段时期也增加了好多的忧郁病人。
And therefore we see a rapid increase in depression.
到底后现代主义有什么特色呢？
So what are the marks of the postmodernism?
后现代主义他们高举多元化全球化。
And their marks are they would raise the banner of pluralism and globalism.
他们轻看权威和知识。
And they despise knowledge and authority.
他们根本没有真理。
They do not believe in absolute truth.
他们 没有飘逐，没有对错，他们想做什么就做什么。
And there's no criteria for right or wrong. The only thing that matters is what I like.
他们啊，对于轮回，对于邪术，对于交鬼。的这些事情特别有兴趣。
So it doesn't mean that they have no spiritual desire. They just want to pursue it through divinations, sorcery, or even reincarnation.
那就是为什么 Harry Potter 的影片在这个时代是特别特别受欢迎。
And that's why movies or books like Harry Potter would be so popular.
后现代主义的可怕就是新时代运动的开始。
And one of the dangerous things that is brought on by the postmodernism is the New Age movement.
他们认为说万有唯一，所以万有都是神。
Because they believe in everything in the universe being one, and therefore everything is God.
他们认为神根本是没有位格的，神就是宇宙人。
So they just believe that God is not a personal God, but rather just universal energy.
从历史的角度来看，我们不难会发现，撒旦在过去的几百年、几千年来，在人类的思潮中迷惑了人。
So looking back in the history, it's not difficult to see how Satan has been using ideology of man as the scheme for him to deceive people.
撒旦使人渐渐了放弃了真理，离弃了爱他们的神。
So he caused man to gradually lose the truth they have and walk away from the God that loved them.
今天的世界的挑战就是人类的思维。
So today the challenge before us in the world is how people think.
神要人归向他，但是魔鬼要引诱人远离神。
While God wants to draw people to himself, this devil is trying to lure people away from God.
我们从历史，我们再回到圣经来看，到底这个时代所需要的是什么？
So now we're done with looking back in the history. Now we look into the Word of God to see what God teaches us about what to do.
我们要解决人类的问题，我们就要回到了圣经。
Because to solve man's problem, the only place we can rely on is God's Word.
圣经怎样教导？圣经教导第一点，我们要肯定的是耶和华是独一的真神上帝。
So the first thing that we need to affirm from what God taught is that the Lord God is the only God.
刚才我们所读的生命记第六章第四节说到耶和华啊，知道以色列啊，你要听耶和华神是独一的主。
So from the passage that we just read, it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这是一个命令式的经文。
This is an imperative, passage.
为什么神要命令以色列人要听，非听不可呢？
Why did God say in this commanding voice to the Israelites that you must listen, must hear.
原因是以色列人要准备进入了迦南，迦南人是拜偶像，而且他们所行的是不讨神喜悦的事情。
Because the Israelites were poised to enter into the promised land, Canaan, where the people there were idol worshippers and they did things that were fully displeasing to God.
神知道以色列人进入迦南后会受外邦人的影响。
And God knew that as soon as the people of Israel enter the land, they will be influenced by the people's way of life there.
神要慎重地提醒他们，谁是他们独一的主。
So God solemnly reminded them that they have to remember the Lord God is their only God.
神要提醒他们谁是真正的真神上帝。
And God reminded them who is the true and only God.
这将因为他们啊这进入里面啊他们所接纳的他们所信念的会影响到他们一生的道路，影响到他们人生的意义和价值观。
Because what they believe about God will have the greatest impact of how they choose to live their way of life and how they build their view and value system.
神提醒他们是为了避免他们受到外邦人的影响而迷失了自己。
So God so reminded them in order to keep them from being influenced by other people's view and lose their way.
这是神要预备他们的信心，要建立他们对神的信心。
This is the preparation, the building up God needed to do before they enter Canaan.
神要他们在神的话语上面扎根。
God wanted them to be deeply rooted in the Word of God.
要扎根就是第一个像要他们提醒他们说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And the first thing they need to have is the idea.Firmly established that the Lord God, our God, is the only God.
根本没有其他的神是神。
And there's no other God that's before them.
耶和华神是真神上帝，不可以有别神。
The Lord God is the only God, and there should be no other God before you.
诗篇十六篇第四节说，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
Psalm 16:4, the sorrow of those will increase who run after other gods.
弟兄姐妹，谁是你家庭的神呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, who is the God in your family?
谁是你的主呢？
Who is your Lord?
这些都会影响你的人生方向和意义。
This will influence how you will make decisions and directions in your life.
我们有青少年在当中，我要问青少年，谁是你的神？
So I want to ask the youth, you're sitting among us, who is your God?
谁是你的主呢？
Who is your Lord?
这会影响你前面的一切决策和奔斗。
Because that will affect all the decisions and directions ahead of you.
你为什么而活？
What do you live for?
你活着的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of your life?
在于你是相信的是谁是你的独一真神上帝。
So you can find answer from who you believe to be the only God.
第二点，神要提醒的是啊，以色列人不可拜偶像。
The second point is God reminded them not toworship idols.
他要以色列人知道，你们到了迦南地后，要知道绝对不可让当地的人民影响你们去拜他们的偶像。
So he wanted the Israelites to know after they enter Canaan, they cannot be allowed to be influenced by the Canaanites and become idol worshippers.
弟兄姐妹，谁是你的偶像呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have an idol in your heart?
任何的事物，任何的人，如果取代了神在你心中宝座的地位的话，这就是你的偶像。
Anything, even any person that would replace God, in the God's place in your heart, is an idol to you.
好多时候我们爱这些人和物比爱神更深。
Sometimes we love these things or these people more than we love God.
我们爱我们的事业，我们爱我们的儿女，我们爱我们所拥有的，这些比爱神更深。
Sometimes we love our career, or love our children, or love our possession more than we love God.
神告诉以色列人，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
But God told the Israelites, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
当然神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能爱神更深。
That we can love God even more.
让我们所建立的家庭从小到大个个都是爱神的。
That we canestablish a family where from the old to the young all love God.
让我们能够有一颗敬畏神的心。
That we have a heart of fear, reverent fear for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，婚姻家庭是神所设立的。
Now brothers and sisters, marriage is ordained by God.
家庭不是上班族工作上班族工作之间的附属品而已。
So it's not just a little place that you you stay at between work time. It's not a appendage.
孩子是这个啊，这个家庭里面最重要、最重要的分子。
And children is the most important product in the family.
不是我们啊，工作我们得到的高薪水，不是我们的高地位，不是我们的房子，不是我们的汽车。
So our most important product in the family is not our high salary or high position or big house or the beautiful car.
家庭比这些东西更重要。
The family is more important than all these.
所以神在啊，刚才我们所念的经文里面告诉我们，我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上，要殷勤教导你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
The passage we just read said, These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up.
他说我要系在也要系在手上为记号，戴在你的额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind up on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
今天我们生活在一个败坏的世界里面，人渐渐地离开了神。
So we live in a corrupt world.Where people are turning away from God.
这段经文对我们每一个家庭很重要。
This is a very important passage to every family.
我们不要把自己啊，这我们不要啊，我们不但要自己把神的话语记在心里面，我们需要的是在生活当中把它行出来。
That we not only keep.The word of God in our heart, but also use the word of God to guide our lives, that we live it out.
我们也要把神的话语教导给我们的下一代。
And we must pass it on to our next generation.
神要我们教导下一代，用神的话语教导他们。做父母的，如果我们不教，是谁来教他们呢？
So we must teach our children with God's word. If we don't teach them, who is going to teach them?
我们不教的话，是晚上会教他们。我们的孩子的同学会教他们。
If we become derelict in this responsibility, then the website will teach them, their classmates, or the television.
电视里面的故事啊，也会教导，会影响我们的下一代。
All the stories they see on TV.
神要我们殷勤教我们的孩子，不可以放松，要全力的去教。
But God tells us to teach our children diligently, and we should not slack off.
我们要殷勤的去教，每时每刻的去教，随时随地的去教。
We must be teaching our children diligently, anytime, all the time, any place, all the place.
所以神的话语是要谈论的，神的话语要记在心里面，要用各种不同的方法来记啊，要孩子看到我们就看到神一样。
So we must keep the word of God in our heart and also talk about it often, so that any time when our children see us, they would be reminded of the word of God.
诗篇119篇105节说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Psalm 119, 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
你要我们的孩子拥有真正的智慧吗？
Do you wish your children to have true wisdom?
箴言告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs 9:10 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
箴言22章6节说，教养孩子是他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, as in Proverbs 22:6.
这句话的重心是应当教我们的孩子使他走当行的道。
So the focus of this verse is that we must train our children to go the way they should go.
这个是父母的责任。
That's the responsibility of a parent.
让我们的下一带走当行的道。
To lead our next generation to go on the way they should go.
不偏不倚的走在正路当中。
That they walk on the right path, without going either left or right.
使我们的后代他们的一生没有任何的遗憾
so that they will live their life without regret
我们的下一代要蒙福就需要有神的话语
for us to have a blessed next generation God's word must be centered
第三我们需要有信仰生活化
the third point is that we must live a life of faith
没有一个人可以取代父母
Nobody can replace a parent.
无论你的孩子是哪一个年龄，是在婴孩时期，是在儿童、青少年，或者是成年人，你的生活、你的价值观、你的榜样，是塑造儿女人生最重要的工作。
So as a parent, it doesn't matter what age your children are, whether they are still a baby, a toddler, or school children, or even when they're older as adults, whatever you do still have an important part in molding their life.
当我们掌握正确的家庭观、婚姻观念，把我人生最大的盼望和喜乐，对我自己的生命、对下一代的成长都很重要。
So, there is very important that we have the right view of life and the right value, about family and our future. When we hold so true of the hope that we have, that would be very important to them.
神告诉我们他是独一的真神，没有别神。他也告诉我们今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
God not only tells us that he is the one and only God, he also tells us to keep all these commandments on our heart.
神的话语应该在我们的内心里面把它活出来。
So God's commands should be kept in our heart and also lived out in our life.
我们教我们的孩子必须要有信心。
So we must teach our children to have faith.
在行为举止上面能够显明你对神的信心出来。
And not only have faith in words, but also in faith, with faith that they act.
如果我们在遇到问题困难的时候，我们在家里发怒，我们在家里埋怨，我们在家里把一切的责任就推给其对方其他的人。我们孩子看在眼里。
So if we face any difficult time or adversity, and all we do is complain or push the responsibilities to someone else, all these are seen by our children.
如果我们在我们遇到困难的时候，我们以正确的态度，以积极的态度，冷静的态度，依靠神。我们的孩子也看到在眼里。
But if when we face adversity or difficulties, we are able to stay calm and know that God is in control, that we can rely on Him, our children would also learn from that.
在幼小的孩子的眼中，父亲跟母亲是他们的英雄。
So to a young child, the parents are their hero.
父亲跟母亲是他们的模范
and they are their model.
言教和身教绝对不可以在家里缺少
So in our family, we cannot be lacking on either teaching by words or teaching by action.
要解决这个社会我们下一代的问题，我们就要好好的教养我们的孩子。
So in order to solve the problem that our children will face in this society, our parents leading as an example to raise our children is most important.
这个世界有希望，是我们的每一个家庭都有神，都存着一颗敬畏神的心。
The only hope.That we'll have is that each of our family will live with a reverent heart toward God.
不管世界外面怎样的动荡不安
No matter how turbulent this world is
我们的家庭要持守一个原则我们所相信的是耶和华独一的真神上帝
But we should hold firm this principle in our family that the Lord God that we believe is the one and true God
我们不跟着外面的人在外面把物质的东西当作我们的偶像。
If we follow the world, then take material things as our idol.
我们在我们的生活、我们的言行举止里面，我们是可以，我们是啊，以这些来影响我们的孩子，影响我们的下一代。
This will be seen by our children and will influence them that way.
我们也让我们所接触的每一个人也能够成为他们的好榜样。
So we should become good example for them. And also, if they are influenced rightly, they would also be good example for anyone that they will come in contact with.
弟兄姐妹我们每一个人都会有一天，一定会有那一天。
And we will all face that one day.
这一天，当我们躺在床上的时候
，When we lay in our bed，
我们的脚会伸直，我们会呼出最后的一口气。
That we will breathe our last breath.
当我们在呼出最后的一口气的时候，我们想想看。
So when that time comes,
我把什么带给我们下一代
？What heritage have I left?
我把什么传下去呢
？What have I passed on to my next generation?
是我们的遗产吗
？Is that just our property?
是我们银行的存款吗？
Or our bank account?
是什么呢?
Or what is it?
什么才是最有价值传给我们后一代?
What is the most valuable heritage that we can leave?
就是我对神的信心。
It's our faith for God.
就是这个家庭里面是有神的家庭。
This is the family that's blessed.By God's presence.
是我们需要把这个信仰一直传下去我们的下一代我们一直每一代一代的这样的传下去
This is the heritage that we need to pass on in generations.
所以最重要的是神活在我们的心
So most importantly, God liveth in our heart.
有这样的一首诗歌主活在我心
This is the song that we're going to sing Christ liveth in me
是这个是一首诗歌是何等的宝贵的这样一首诗
This is one of the most precious hymns
我们一起站起来唱当我们在唱的时候我们请我们的